and welcome to this episode of Simply Save. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari. The last date for making tax saver investments for the financial year 2020-21 is just a month away. March 31st is your last chance to utilize all tax benefits available under Section 80C, 80D, and so on, if you have chosen the older with deduction tax regime. Many tend to make some common mistakes every year in the rush to complete this exercise. To discuss the pitfalls you must avoid during this period, we have today Preeti Kulkarni from Money Control's personal finance team. Hi Preeti, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Keetna. Thanks a lot. It's good to be back on the show.
Yes. So Preeti, most of us have already submitted our investment proofs to our employers by now. Can you talk about why March 31st is relevant?
Yes, Keetna. See, the investment declaration deadline is the one set by your employer. That is to take into account your tax saver investments, calculate your tax liability, and make deductions accordingly up to March 31st. March 31st is the tax department's deadline for making such tax saver investments. So even if you have missed out on submitting investment proofs or have not made tax saver investments so far, you can do so by March 31st. If additional tax has been deducted by your employer because your investments were not taken into account, you can claim a refund when you file your returns in July.
As we know, March 31st is a month away, and in the last minute to make investments, people end up making mistakes. What are the most common ones that people tend to make and they should avoid?
Yeah. So the first one, of course, is a part of your question itself, that is putting off investments until the last minute. So if you had drawn up a tax planning strategy in April, but you have not been able to adhere to it, you would be desperately scouting for tax saver options now. Ideally, you must start the process well in advance, right at the beginning of the financial year in April. Because starting early helps you stagger your investments throughout the year. So it will reduce the pressure on your cash flows in February or March, or even in January for that matter, in the last 3 months of the financial year. For example, if you start contributing to your voluntary provident fund, or start investing in equity-linked savings schemes through SIP every month from April, you'll not have to struggle to balance your investments and expenses now. Your monthly budget in the last 3 months of the financial year will not go haywire if you stagger your investments and spread them out throughout the year. And not taking into account investments that you have made that are already eligible for tax breaks is another mistake. Now, for example, the mandatory EPF deduction from our salaries, which is done every month by our employers, is also entitled for deduction under Section 80C up to rupees 1.5 lakh. Similarly, the 80C limit also covers children's school tuition fee and home loan principal that you might have repaid during the year. So you first need to take stock of such outgo before you set out to identify the right tax saver investments for the balance amount. So if you make investments without taking all these into account, your money will get locked into funds for several years. For example, if you need to buy a house, say 2 years down the line, your extra tax saver investments that you've made will not come in handy and they cannot be liquidated. All tax saver investments come with lock-in periods, and the shortest one is 3 years, that is for ELSS funds.
Right. Also, there's a tendency to simply go ahead and buy life insurance come investment policy because the agent promises to take care of all the paperwork, right?
Yes. In fact, many taxpayers go ahead and buy life insurance policies of this kind of investment come insurance variety that you mentioned that they may not actually need. And this happens year after year. Many times, the life insurance cover component in such policies is completely inadequate, and even the returns do not add much value to your portfolio. But it also creates a long-term premium payment commitment. You have to pay the premiums year after year, because if you don't, then your life insurance policy can even lapse. And finally, there is another mistake that you must avoid at all costs, that is using your credit card limit to make investments, to make tax-saver investments. Towards the end of the year, many find that their savings are simply not enough to utilize or optimize all the tax benefits that are available. So some end up using their credit cards to make investments ahead of the deadline. You could get ensnared in debt traps given the high rate of interest of over 40 to 44% per annum that most credit cards carry. And in such cases, financial planners in fact recommend letting go of tax benefits instead of using your credit card. There is no point paying such exorbitant interest unless, of course, you are expecting a huge funds inflow or some bonus or something of that sort, a huge lump sum inflow in the subsequent month that can take care of a credit card bill. But ideally, you should simply not. Investment should always be made out of your liquid savings.
Right. I hope people find this informative and they do their investments accordingly on time and spread it out throughout the financial year. Thank you so much, Preeti, for all these updates.
Thank you, Keetna. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of Simply Save. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcapodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.